This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. More information is emerging about the indictment faced by former President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Two people familiar with the indictment handed down against the former president by New York grand jury told the Associated Press that Donald Trump is facing multiple charges of falsifying business records, including at least one felony offense. The indictment against him remains sealed, but details were confirmed by people who requested anonymity. Meanwhile, a letter from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg to three Republican House committee chairs urges them to refrain from inflammatory accusations, withdraw demands for information, and let the process proceed without unlawful political interference. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, who's finishing up a week-long tour of Africa, on Friday urged Zambia's creditors to help it restructure its debts. Zambia defaulted on its debts during the COVID-19 pandemic in late 2020. China is Zambia's largest bilateral creditor. Harris said, however, that her visit was not about China.
It's about an independent understanding of the intertwined histories of our nation.
For Harris, this final stop on her tour is special. She visited Zambia as a young girl while her grandfather was stationed there as an Indian diplomat. Zambia's president described Harris's visit as a homecoming as she toured the grounds of the presidential palace on Friday. Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping on April 14th in Beijing, this according to his office on Friday. This reschedules a visit that was postponed last week after Lula was diagnosed with mild pneumonia. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden called on Russia on Friday to release detained Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, charged with spying by Moscow. Biden said let him go as he left the White House for a trip to storm-devastated Mississippi. The Wall Street Journal said the detention of its reporter was based on false allegations. Oscar Pistorius attended a parole hearing in South Africa Friday, only for the hearing to be told at the hearing that he had not yet served the minimum detention period for the murder of his girlfriend. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Oscar Pistorius was not granted parole on Friday, a decade after murdering his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp, South African prison authorities said. It had been thought that the former Paralympic champion, jailed in 2016, was eligible to be considered for early release, having served half his 13-year sentence. But Singabako Ngalo, national spokesperson for the Department of Correctional Services, said the court had received a clarification order from the Supreme Court. It stated, he said, that Pistorius had not completed the minimum detention period.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. The U.S. State Department said Friday that the United States plans to open an embassy in the South Pacific island nation of Vanuatu. It's Washington's latest move to boost its diplomatic presence in the Pacific to counter China's growing influence. And the Vatican has announced Pope Francis will be discharged from a Rome hospital on Saturday and that his recovery is normal. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Visitors to Vatican City express hope that Pope Francis will be well enough to attend the traditional Easter celebrations. Father David from Mexico says he wishes the Holy Father a speedy recovery. The Vatican had earlier said the Pope spent his second night in a Rome hospital serenely. He's receiving antibiotics to treat bronchitis. The Vatican's announced Francis will be at St. Peter's Square for Palm Sunday Mass to mark the start of Holy Week, which culminates on Easter, April 9. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Colombian authorities have raised the alert level for the deadly Nevado del Ruiz volcano to orange, suggesting a greater probability of an eruption in the coming days or weeks due to an increase in seismic activity. And a fierce tornado blasted through Little Rock, Arkansas Friday, ripping away roofs and walls from many buildings, uprooting trees, flipping over vehicles, and leaving hundreds of people injured, according to media reports. Baptist Medical Health Center received 21 patients from the storm, five of them listed in critical condition at its two area hospitals. Marissa Melton, VOA News.